From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Cuban President Raul Castro has praised President Obama at the Summit of the Americas. After delving into a long impassioned history of Cuban grievances against the United States, Mr. Castro stopped to apologize to Mr. Obama, calling him an honest man and absolving him of responsibility for the long-standing U.S. embargo on Cuba and other actions taken under previous presidents. Addressing the group before Mr. Castro, President Obama said reestablishing diplomatic ties with Cuba would enhance opportunities for the island nation, the United States, and beyond.
But I firmly believe that if we can continue to move forward and seize this momentum in pursuit of mutual interests, then better relations between the United States and Cuba will create new opportunities for cooperation across our region for the security and prosperity and health and dignity of all our people.
The two leaders are expected to meet face-to-face on the sidelines of the summit later Saturday. At the opening of the meeting Friday evening, Mr. Obama and Mr. Castro shook hands, a gesture widely seen as a symbol of their effort to bury decades of animosity. The Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes Saturday against Shiite Houthi insurgents in Yemen's southern port city of Aden, killing at least 22 people. Riyadh's coalition carried out its aerial bombardment for the 17th straight day, with the fighting threatening to turn Yemen into a failed state. Local armed groups have resisted the southward advance of the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, but the insurgents have taken control of key government facilities. Meanwhile, tribesmen and warships, believed to be from the coalition, are poised to take over the eastern city of Ashtak. This is VOA News. Nigerians lined up on Saturday to elect state governors and members of the House Assembly. From Lagos, Chris Stein reports on the voting.
2 weeks after unseating President Goodluck Jonathan in a presidential election, Nigerians gathered at schools, street corners, and markets to vote for governors in 29 of the country's 36 states. Governors in Africa's largest economy and most populous country wield control over their states and allocations of federal money. In Lagos, the country's commercial hub and largest city, the turnout was noticeably smaller than the recent presidential election. Voters in Lagos State are choosing between two main candidates, Jimmy Agbaje of Mr. Jonathan's People's Democratic Party and Akinwumi Ambode of the All Progressives Congress, or APC, the opposition party whose candidate, Muhammadu Buhari, triumphed over Mr. Jonathan in the presidential race. Results in the governor and House of Assembly races are expected in the next few days. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
An Egyptian court has sentenced Mohamed Badi, the leader of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and 13 other defendants to death for inciting violence. The sentences handed down Saturday also included life imprisonment for a U.S.-Egyptian citizen, Mohamed Sultan, who was convicted of supporting the militant group. The U.S. State Department said it was deeply disappointed by Sultan's sentence and was concerned about his health and detention. It called on Egypt to release him on humanitarian grounds. The sentences can be appealed, a process that could take years. The men are among the thousands detained after the ousting of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. At least 20 people were killed and three others wounded Saturday when gunmen stormed a camp for laborers in southwestern Pakistan. Authorities say the pre-dawn assault took place in remote Turbat district of Baluchistan province. The victims were working on an under-construction bridge. Ethnic Baloch militants are suspected to have carried out the attack. The militants have been waging a low-level insurgency for decades, claiming to be fighting for more rights on natural resources in their province. Lately, they have stepped up attacks on people from other ethnicities and parts of Pakistan employed for developmental work in Baluchistan. And survivors and veterans who liberated the Buchenwald death camp in Germany have gathered to mark 70 years since its liberation during World War II. Unlike Auschwitz in Poland, Buchenwald was not one of the death camps designed by the Nazis as part of their final solution to annihilate European Jews. It was equipped, however, with crematoria and gas chambers. 56,000 people, 11,000 of them Jewish, perished at Buchenwald. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.